greatest creation. I promise you'll see it when you're a little older. Okay?
Okay. Have you ever wanted a secret identity?
Come on, Erica! Sing one of your songs.
How do I look?
Oh my God. You're internet famous. That's like the second best thing to being actually famous.
I'm Jem.
Jem, this is exactly the artist that Starlight has been looking for. With a little help, of course.
Woo! You're gonna be famous!
Ladies and gentlemen, the internet sensation, Jem!
If you got young blood, this is our time.
Who is Jem? We're getting reports that's the number one trending topic on Twitter.
There are some voices that are too special to keep hidden. Those are your father's words.
So there we were, headed towards the unknown. And this is where it gets weird.
Ah, finally. The movie that everyone has been waiting for ever since they aired the trailer for this. Jem and the Holograms. Ah, just embrace that smell of shit. I mean, of amazement from that what these girls can produce here. Ah, people. Like I said, this is Jem and the Holograms, based off that crappy-ass 80s TV show. Cartoon show as well. That everyone just ripped apart when they saw this trailer. Now I'm here to tell you what P1, the phenomenal one, thinks of Jem and the Holograms film. But before I go ahead and do that, let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So we got Jem and her sister, Kimber. Jem played by Aubrey Peoples and Kimber played by Stephanie Scott. Their father passes away. You don't see that in the movie, their father passes away, and they get pretty much adopted by their aunt, and she's taking care of two foster kids, Aurora Perinu and Hayla Kyoko, played by AJ and Shauna. Well, they're playing AJ and Shauna, and years pass by. These girls grew up living together. And I love it because the movie opens up with just like, if you don't think five women can live together, then that's just sexist. So it's just like, yep, you've already stepped into the fuck it territory. Let's see if you can dig your way out of this, Jem and Hot Miss Jem, who plays Jerrica / Jem. And, you know, you got people in here like Julia Lewis, Ryan Guzman's non-talented ass. If you remember him from Step Up Revolution, Molly Ringwald's in it playing their Aunt Bailey. And, Jem is kind of different from her sisters. You got Shauna. She's like a fashion guru, or at least tries to be. AJ is like she's a smart-ass tech girl. I mean, she's pretty much just a genius in the family, but she kind of plays like a rebel type. Kimber is the one that's constantly got to be on camera. She likes the spotlight. And Jem is just the shy, bashful one. One day, they're playing around in the garage and getting costumes together, filming one of the crappiest ass videos I've ever probably seen shot, period, because they're doing it POV style and makeup and stuff like that, and it looks pretty shitty. They give Jem this outfit to wear, and she's just like, I don't want to do it, I can't do this. So one night, I guess time flies by, when she finds out, oh, the house is going foreclosing in like 30 days. And so she decides, you know, because she writes music, but she's like, I'm going to sing one of my songs in front of the camera. I'm actually going to try it. And she puts her little wig on because she almost kind of socially awkward in a way. At least they portray her in the beginning of the film. And she puts a wig on. She feels like she has a new identity. So, you know, she's covering up who she is. You know, and a lot of people do that nowadays. You know, when you feel like you're on stage, just pretend you're something else. And you can probably get through. And that's what she did. And she sang, and everyone heard it, and they thought it was beautiful. And she thought she deleted it, but then she gave the camera to her sister and says, here, you can have your camera back. And her sister, Kimber, decided to post it online. And next thing you know it was just getting hit after hit after hit. And then I forgot the name of this company that was called. I think it was called Starlight Industry. Some shit like that. I'm just going to call it Starlight. Starlight Industries. She gets a call from Julia Lewis, who plays Erica Raymond in this film, whatever. She's like a big-time music producer or talent finder, if you will. And she brings them back out to L.A. because they live in, I think it's Modesto, California, some shit like that. I forgot. They go back to L.A., and she takes her father's last invention with her, this little robot called Synergy, who somehow doesn't work. But then when it gets back to L.A., it operates again. And this robot takes them on a journey, if you will, to find some cheap ass clues to display the final message or whatever this thing was supposed to do for that her father was making for Jim. Pretty much said, fuck her little sister. And meanwhile, you know, Jim just becomes a rock star overnight. An overnight sensation internet celebrity. And she finds her trial and error here is when she decides to go solo because the Erica Raymond pushed her on to be solo. If we can give you an advance, that way you can pay your aunt to keep the house and stuff like that, and thus drama pursues, and Jim tries to stay intact with her sisters and be loved by all. And wow, doesn't that sound like a great movie? No, that sounds like some stupid shit. Now that sounds like stupid shit, but we don't know how I feel. I have to say, this movie is horseshit. I mean, you know, I hear a lot of people ripping this movie too, and this is the funny thing about it though. I found myself, this was the best movie I saw this week. You know, I saw four movies this week, and they all were shit. Now, I don't mean to spoil other reviews here, but they all were shit. And, my God, this one just had me laughing. And you know why I say it was the best one I saw? Is for the simple fact that I didn't even get to see the ending of this shit. And people, you know, if you don't know what happened, here in L.A., at the L.A. screener, we had some technical difficulties where I guess the projector went out or something like that right when she finds the final piece to complete Synergy, and it displays this hologram of her father giving her a speech about how much he loved her and whatever this bullshit. Screen just goes black. Lights come on, whatever, and they're the technical. I sat there for 10 minutes, and then, you know, everybody's going around, and I swear to God, I kid you not, I heard a critic in the audience go like, oh, thank God. And I was just like, oh, okay. Well, hey, fuck it. I'm leaving. Someone was like, no, P1, it's about to start again. I was like, nope, I'm already like halfway out the door. I don't need to finish this. I think I know where it's going to go now. So I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but I think I probably missed like the last 15 minutes of it pretty much, because it pretty much was wrapping itself up around here. But God damn, this movie was stupid. Now, I thought the cartoon was stupid, and I don't remember the cartoon well at all. I remember pieces of it, and they tried to crowbar some of the shit in here. You know, a lot of people saying this is just terrible or whatever stuff. Like, I think the worst thing in this movie is just fucking sad of how much they tried to cash grab off the name of Jim and the holograms. It's just like, no, nobody want this shit. Who in the hell was asking for Jim and the holograms? Not a goddamn single soul. And the fact that they want to cash grab, I mean, we all know, remember the intro of Jim and the holograms. I think that's probably the most memorable thing of the thing. And Ryan Guzman, his terrible non-acting, sucking the soul out of every fucking film he's ever been in, asses. People, he was in Step Up Revolution, if you remember that review I did. Good God, man, he was fucking boring. But Ryan Guzman, he's up in here, and he's talking about, you know, Jim, you're not about... So what if Jim is about the fame and the glamour and the glitz and clothes, whatever? I was just like, isn't that line from the fuck? And I said this kind of out loud to it. Isn't that line from the theme song? And then the lady that was sitting next to me, she said, yes, P1, it is. And I was like, wow, he's fucking terrible at delivering that. And plus, it was just cheesy as fuck because he's like playing some 30-year-old in this motherfucking movie, and he's like trying to fuck this 16-year-old. Which, I take that back. I think she's like... You know what? They never really tell what age she is, but I'm assuming she's supposed to be like at least 17 or something like that. But they say he's a college intern, and we find out that Erica Raymond, Julia Lewis, is his mother, and he's working for him because she wants him to take over the family business. But apparently there's some secret in here, and I didn't see the end of the film, but I'm willing to bet, because there's a part in this movie where it becomes a heist film. The cheesiest, stupidest fucking heist film ever, where they try to... They're trying to find the final piece for Synergy, which is these cheap-ass earrings, by the way. Cheap-ass plastic earrings that her father gave her that some reason Erica Raymond decided to lock into her safe when she was changing the image of Jim and the rest of them. And for some reason, she didn't choose to throw these earrings out, but she kept it in a safe with all of her other prize. And they break into this safe, and there's a will from her, Ryan Guzman's father in there. And I'm almost assuming that, I didn't see the ending, but I'm almost assuming that I bet he left the company in his name, and she just doesn't, the mother doesn't want him to have it. But the movie is, okay, them cheap ass earrings too, by the way. When they get back to the house, and she's put these earrings together, she puts them together, and these cheap ass plastic dollar earrings you get at Claire's, started to fucking glow, and she stuck it in this robot here. It, all of a sudden, it projected a hologram off this motherfucker. I was just like, I remember yelling out, I remember going out loud. I was like, what the fuck? That shit blew my mind how much of a sci-fi film this movie became. It became Earth to Echo. A shittier version of Earth to Echo. Actually, that's what that doll was, whatever. It was that robot. It was like some fucking fake-ass BB-8 R2-D2 Earth to Echo robot or some shit like that. And it was just cheesy as hell. You know, you got some of the worst dialogue you've ever fucking seen. I love the conflict in this film, too, you know. Jim is the one they're talking about. The name is Jim and Uncover the Mystery of her band or something like that. She didn't even want the rest of these girls, whatever. As a matter of fact, she only asked for Jim. Even the sisters were just like, oh, you know, Jim, they want to fly you out here. But for some reason, you know, Jerrica here, she, like... By the way, they had a fucking texting conversation over the laps. No executive producer of a record company would have a texting or negotiation with you, first of all. And she negotiated that, oh, my sisters have to come too because they're part of my band or whatever, and I have to have my band there. And she's just like, fine, you can bring them and it'll be a band. And, you know, it's all about been about Jim this, Jim that, Jim that. And for some reason, when she passes this contract on to her, Jim is shocked. I was like, oh, but my band's got to be here. You know, they support me. And it's just like... Nobody asked for your fucking band. Matter of fact, they even have a concert where the fucking power goes out. And the band don't do shit. It's Jim singing. And that's what people's like. It's just like, the band is useless. So, and I'm gonna lie, when she dropped the band and she did that performance, I was like, I can't even tell the fucking difference. It sounds the goddamn same. But the conflict of this movie is that, like... As Jim doesn't tell the only reason why she signs the contract is because she has a conversation with her auntie saying, well, at least you still have to the end of the month to the house or whatever, and I'll get that check to you. And she's like, no, actually, I have the end of the week. They bumped it up, and they're pretty much going to kick me out at the end of the week. So the only reason why she signed the contract is because she can get an advance of money if she signs this contract and goes solo. Her heart was in the right place, basically. And when Erica Raymond is repeating it to her in her dressing room, just like, you're going to tell your friend, you're going to go out there, be solo, be a star, and stuff like that. She pretty much just told her to get your ass out there and do your fucking job. And Jim's sitting up here crying. And then these girls, as soon as Erica Raymond leaves the room, these girls are already, thanks for telling that they're already behind. I was like, damn, where the fuck did they, were they standing there the whole time? Damn. And I was in my head thinking that Jim had already told them and kicked them to the side, but apparently she never once told them. I'm just like, wow, this easily could have been settled with just a conversation. Instead, we got this bullshit-ass teeny drama, and Jim is just like, you don't understand, I didn't do this for him, because they're just like, oh, Jim, how could you be like this? You did it for you. We're family. Family sticks together and all this bullshit or whatever. She's like, no, I did it for the, whatever the fuck, Auntie Bailey can keep the house or whatever. And they're just like, whatever, you did this for yourself, and they storm out, and I'm just like, give me a fucking break. You gotta be kidding me. This is the stupidest fucking argument and the conflict of this movie has no fucking conflict. And mind you, you think these girls would not only defend her because, oh, well, we get what you're doing, you know, you're doing this not for the fame, or the starlight, or you're doing this because you're trying to help our aunt, the woman that raised us for all of our fucking lives and shit like that. You think they would get that, though, not just because of that, but because Jim does a 180 in this film, her character. She, and you guys remember what I said at the beginning of this review, she plays a shy, bashful character at the beginning. Like, she doesn't want to be on camera. She says she hates being on camera. She can't be on stage. And for some reason, these girls really think that she ditched her for fame and glory and all this. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? There's even this first concert where the power goes out. They are, like, on training and nervous as shit. Jim is, she sucks in front of camera. Let's be real. She can't perform or anything like that. First concert, she does a 180 of a character. Like, she fucking nails this fucking concert. I mean, from her movement to her dancing, her singing, and all that shit. She was just spot on. I ain't saying she's spot on as far as what her song was about, whatever. I'm just saying she's spot on as if, you know, like, she had this in her for years, whatever. Like, there was no sign of, like, oh, I'm nervous or anything like that. Like, she completely just flipped into a whole nother fucking character, and I was just like, where the fuck was this character at for the first 25 minutes of this fucking film? Which, by the way, this movie is fucking 2 hours, and it goes on too goddamn long, if you ask me, because I'm just sitting here, even though I got out of there 15 minutes earlier, I'm still going like, this shit is way too fucking long because it's got like three fucking plots going on in this film. And when the power goes out at this concert, she even handles this perfected too. She's like, instead of like just walking off stage like most people do and be like, get the lights back on and power and stuff like that, she goes in the crowd and says, I need y'all to clap. She gets the audience involved, she gets to clap, and then she pulls an acoustic guitar and she just starts singing to it. You just like, she handled that like a pro. This character was not fucking confident 10, 15 minutes ago. Where the fuck did all this come from? It was baffling to me to see that. And then not only that, you got this side plot here with this stupid-ass fucking robot with a dumb-ass name called Synergy, which is from the cartoon, and I thought it was stupid back then as well. And you got this robot here who operated when they got back in L.A. What kind of shit is that, first of all? And another thing, too, is her father the biggest dumbass in the world? I don't know what he died of in this film, but he leaves clues. Why the fuck would he leave clues? I have no idea. Apparently, whatever it was, it wasn't that fucking important for him to put this shit in Santa Monica, the earrings, or at a fucking this club they performed at for the first time. There was a scene literally right before this where Ryan Guzman's non-acting ass or whatever, he's just pretty much saying, that club is impossible. Starlight doesn't even have access to that club. We can't even get in there and shit. And the very next scene, you guys are performing at Star Club. Oh, what the fuck was the name of that club? I forgot whatever the name of this club was and shit like that. I forgot the name of it. And I'm just looking at it and going like, I thought this club was hard to get into. And then number one, because you're thinking like this should be the last performance if it's that great of a club. It's that big, the way they kept amping up. And then when they get to this shit, this club looked like a fucking hole in the wall. I was like, you gotta be shitting me. And second of all, who were these grown-ass men and women in this club? Because and they weren't even grown-ass women. These were teenagers. What teenagers are getting into these L.A. clubs, whatever? Which, by the way, had some of the worst extras I have ever fucking seen in the history of cinema. I don't even know how you can direct extras to be terrible. They're not supposed to be doing anything but cheering and waving their hands back and forth. And somehow, not only did they just get the same extras to be in every scene of every concert they had in this film, but somehow these extras didn't even know which fucking motion they were going in. By the way, you got one guy going this way and the other guy going that way and shit. These extras was fucking terrible. And so back to this robot shit. So one of the clues was in this club, and it's got a wall of guitars, and she recognized that one of the guitars was her father's. I didn't know her father was a musician, but apparently her father was a musician. His guitar is in this club. She takes it, and she finds another clue in there. She sticks it in, but it doesn't in the robot, and it doesn't work. The first clue they literally find is when Synergy activates, and he puts up a map that takes them. Which, by the way, this robot's been fucking broke since they've been kids. And the Asian girl that got here, Asia, whatever the fuck her name is, the funny-looking bitch, whatever the fuck this robot's been broken, she's a tech genius. She knows longitude, latitude, she can put shit together, she builds and shit like that. Why the fuck she didn't build this robot? Why didn't she rebuild it? She knew everything about the damn robot when he activated it, and she never once decided to fix this fucking robot for Jim. You gotta be fucking kidding me. So when this robot activates, it shows him a map and takes him to the Santa Monica Pier. By the way, I'm embarrassed that this fucking movie was even based in L.A. Takes him to the Santa Monica Pier, and they get there after curfew, if you will, or whatever. Which, by the way, this Santa Monica Pier is never fucking closed. So the fact that, it's trespassing or whatever, it's like, get the hell up out of here. Anybody, it's a fucking public pier. The rides and shit may be closed, but you can still walk the pier and go to the beach and shit like that. So I don't even know what the fuck that was all about. And there's these tubes here where it plays a note, because Synergy works off music, I guess, or some shit like that. And once they fix the tubes, gets off base, a lock under one of these tubes open up and a little cartridge pops out, and they stick the cartridge in whatever the Synergy, and he lights up and shows another map, or no, he doesn't show a map. He shows a map and also a memory that of Jim and her father, which, by the way, Kimber is never in any of these memories. You almost think that her father was fucking Jim or something like that. He had to be child molestation her or something like that, because never once does a sister go like, why the fuck I ain't? It's almost like that Man of Steel shit, just like, hey, Jor-El, why you only build a hologram for yourself? I'm his fucking mother. Oh, can you build one for me too? And he's like, oh, well, I already sent the ship out. It's a little too late for that now. Same thing here. I don't even know why they made her a real sister, because she gets absolutely no love from Jim and her father. So there's a clue there, and then there's another clue in a fucking club. How the fuck did her father know that she would get into this club one day to get that clue? Apparently, whatever message he had to tell her wasn't that goddamn important there. And then the third clue is these cheap ass earrings in there. And then next, you know, a full hologram of her father shows up. And basically, what the, before the screen cuts off, basically what he says is just like, "I just want you to know that I love you." And I'm just like, nigga, you couldn't write her a letter? You had to waste your last moments of life building this cheap ass robot just to give some holograms and some old ass home, family home moments of when you and your daughter was fucking playing. Nigga, fuck you. Eat a dick, okay? Eat a fucking dick. Dude, not to mention, you think he would have been building this to leave her behind because he probably, I don't know if he knew he was dying or not like that. Or I don't know. They don't ever say what he dies of in the film, but you would think he would have did that to make sure her future is fine because she's got to live with the aunt and, you know, or God knows where she could live. The aunt could have died or something like that. But no, he spends it making fucking, greeting messages and shit like that with this fucking robot. I'm just like, you created artificial intelligence. Well, artificial dumbass intelligence with this thing. And the best you can do is pull up old family moments? Fuck you, Dad. Which, by the way, the auntie is struggling to pay the mortgage. Sell that fucking robot. That robot is worth millions right now. Do you see the shit it can do? I mean, granted, it ain't worth shit because we got things that can do that today. But in this world, I'm assuming this little goddamn thing's got to be worth something. But sell his little ass, okay? What's another plot in here? You got another plot, I guess, a subplot with Ryan Guzman. We're finding out later because, you know, he shows up at the pier to get these girls. Which, by the way, the cops show up to arrest them, whatever, and they jump in the water. And then they just chill under the fucking bridge. If these cops was really after them, they would have caught their ass. There's no way they could have chilled under this bridge till sunset. People, if you understand the Santa Monica Pier, if you jump off the fucking pier and you're under the motherfucker, all the cops literally got to do is just walk down there. If they really wanted to arrest them, they could have arrested them. Or whatever the fuck they were trying to do. It was ignorant as shit. But this scene, man, had me laughing. I was like laughing up until one point, which I'll get into. But I was laughing my ass off. And I actually found a clip of it on YouTube. And I got to play this shit because it just had me laughing my ass. Apparently, this Ryan Guzman's character, obviously he's playing the mother of Erica Raymond. But Erica Raymond sticks him in charge of watching the girls and stuff and make sure they don't stick out a curfew because everything about Jim is supposed to be a mystery. Nobody knows her real identity or anything like that. So he's supposed to keep him a lock. And, you know, he's kind of got a chip on his shoulder. It was just like, my mother doesn't
know anything about talent. You know, this company used to be about the music, you know, it's now it's all about, you know, creating some kind of image or whatever and shit like that. And, you know, I wish, I could get somebody that could sing or something like that. And, you know, I give this cheap ass line right here. I'm playing this clip right now, people. This shit's going to be funny as fuck right here.
Play. Make a difference again. You know, if it back to actual artists.
Okay. First of all, pause right there. He says, Starlight can make a difference again. How the fuck can one record company make a difference again after all y'all hiring is a bunch of pieces of... Never mind, pop fucking bitches.
Real musicians with something to say. Instead, my mom wastes her time on no-town Pop-Tarts with all flash, no substance. It couldn't sing without autotune if their lives depended on it.
Out of nowhere. And I was laughing hard in theaters. People were staring at me weird because I was talking throughout this whole movie because I straight up said, "Who, bitch, you ain't helping with that right now." And then the look on his face, he's like, "You know what, kid? You got the chops. You can actually sing." It's like, he's got the dumbest look on his fucking face. And meanwhile, in my head, I'm thinking like, yeah, do you remember them dudes that you said? You remember when you said, my mom only hires a bunch of non-talented, pretty-looking girls who can't sing worth a damn, even if you put auto-tune on it. And when she, I was like, you ain't helping, bitch. Please stop. Matter of fact, I was waiting for Ryan Guzman to say, point proven right there. Because damn. Let me play this clip some more. Oh, my God. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. This is Jim singing, people. Remember, I told you she's a shy, bashful girl, whatever and shit. Now she's like winking at this dude. She's feeling the rhythm and shit. I'm just like, I thought you hated singing in front of people, bitch. You just said that 30 minutes ago, you lying sack of shit. Now she's talking about, ooh, you don't think we're gonna make it now, Shimona, ooh, but we got a lot of heart now, ooh, Shimona. You don't think we're gonna last that long. He's like, I'm not impressed. She's like, girls, get in here. Come on, sisters. This fucking cheap ass robot, he's trying to dance along with it. Oh, they're getting into it. Come a little closer now. Alright, this is the part that just threw me way off the fucking thing. They keep singing, they won't stop. This movie just kept going, but then this is where the weird part kicks in. They sound terrible. I'm sorry. Because we got heart, me and you. Oh, they didn't play. Oh, fuck. Okay, so as soon as that part kicks off, whatever, Ryan Guzman starts singing. You should have seen the look on my face. I was just like, oh, word. Nigga, really? That's what I said. Nigga, really? Are you serious? He's like, and then he came in, he's just like, I know you got a lot of heart. Ooh, you feel me? Come a little closer, girl. You gonna make it, Jamon. Ooh. I was just like, you serious? We got heart. Ooh, come on now. And got a lot of things going for you now, Jamon. Now, ooh. You know what? I think I need to get the lyrics of this song, and me and Cody gonna sing this on the next movie spoilers episode. So, cause this shit was terrible. Now, people don't get this mixed up. Just because I'm laughing at that shit. Oh, this still a fucking. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna savor my fucking with this because the shit gets even weirder. When you see this grown-ass man dancing at the club and shit, like, throwing his hand out like it's hard or whatever shit, but it gets even weirder on the point of, like, we got hot, ooh. Because here's the thing about the music in here. That is the least worst thing of this film, actually, whatever. I was just like, you know, the music don't bother me as much. I mean, it's bad, don't get me wrong, it's bad, but that shit, you listen to today's music, that's just what it sounds like to me if you ask me. But there are so many other ridiculous, terrible things in this film that the music is like the last thing you'll be fucking concerned of, because you'll be fucking scratching your head on how fucking stupid this shit is. The part where it finally got to me where I was just mad now was the very next scene after Jim and her sisters broke up, whatever. The very next scene, Jim's crying, and she goes to the one place in this state they keep fucking flashbacking to in this fucking film, which it was just getting annoying. I was like, either you're gonna go to the damn steps or not. So she goes to her old house and the stairway that where her and her father and her sister took a photo, and then all of a sudden, her sister shows up, and the other two girls show up, and Ryan Guzman shows up, and they're just like, we understand where you come from. You know, you messed up, but you know, we understand where you're coming from, and we feel you. And it's just like, damn, that conflict didn't last longer than 2 fucking seconds. That conflict literally lasted a scene and woke itself up later the next. I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then the very fucking next scene is, you know, that same scene they're talking about, you know, we may not be in a band together anymore or whatever and shit, but we're sisters, and we're going to help you finish this thing with reconnecting with your dad and fixing Synergy. And I was just like, really? Is that what this movie's about?
And I was just like, y'all do realize her sister Kimber is like right there too. I mean, don't you mean reconnecting you two with your dad's last assignment? I'm lost now. And then I was just like, what in the fuck is this movie about now? Is it about her relationship with her father, or is it about her becoming this pop sensation? And then, you know, what was more so than is, you know, when she comes out, they have like YouTube videos of people like trying to dress like her, sing like her and stuff like that, or trying to pretty much be her, people looking up to her. And it was embarrassing because you got these videos just like, I never believed in myself until I heard Jim. And I'm just like, really? She's got some of the most generic ass fucking songs, and the way she got founded too, or why she blew up, that song she sung was fucking just any generic ass bullshit, and to me it sounded fucking terrible. I was just like, oh, okay, this is a song that got, all right, well, first of all, this song, and then, you know, you got this guy Ron Goodman talking about, you know, I wish it was from the heart about the music and stuff like that, and then she goes to the club, the first thing they sing is, I can't remember the name of this crappy ass song, but I was like, that has nothing to do with actual real music. That's some generic pop shit that he was just talking about in the previous scene. And you don't even know what the fuck you want in this movie anymore. And this whole thing with Synergy and these girls talking about, oh, we're gonna help you complete Synergy. And I was just like, alright, I'm mad now. I was like, I was already like, this is some bullshit now. I was like, I don't even know what the fuck this movie about. And then when you get to it, you're just like, whatever, man. I seriously just don't fucking care. Just hurry up and end. Then 1, 2, 3, the lights go out. And I'm like, oh, literally someone said, oh, thank God. I was like, we was getting, this movie was going on way too long, and it was sucking the soul out of our fucking time and effort. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about this besides, this is a mighty low fucking, I hated this goddamn movie. I thought it was just fucking embarrassing. And, you know, not even so much like terrible, because it is fucking terrible. Don't get me wrong, this movie is fucking terrible. But it's terrible for the wrong reasons that people are giving a shit about. It's more sad than anything that they actually thought they could sell. Well, shit, we don't know what the box office looks like yet. And by the way, it's another fucking Jason Blum property. Jason Blum, you fucked me twice this weekend. And now I'm gonna fuck you. I'm coming for you, dude. I'm coming for that ass. I don't like you. I really don't fucking like you. But I'm coming for that ass, one way or another. You will know the power of a foot up your ass. Because I don't like that guy. I can't stand him, actually. So, yes, this is a mighty low fucking. Yes, I fucking despise this fucking movie. I despise everything about it. I think it's lazy, it's bland. And the worst part about it, it's just fucking sad. I almost felt like shedding a tear for these motherfuckers, but then I realized Jason Blum's name was on it, so I said, oh, eat a dick again, whatever. And you know, you just wanted to walk out of the movie just going like, we got hard, cause the fucking movie's over. We got hard. Mm-hmm. Why? It sounded terrible. Your movie's a fuck it, is a fuck it. Fuck your movie.
That's up to you.
Is this like a solo contract?
It's exciting. Lean back, smile, and most important, look like you're having fun, but don't really have fun. Got it?
Let me explain what's been going on.
Explain what? That you want to go solo?
That's not how a family's supposed to act.
The version of me that they want doesn't exist.
You're under contract. The concert's going as planned.
All right, Dad, let's see what you were trying to tell me.
Time with family, with the ones you love most, there's nothing more valuable than that.
Even when the odds seem impossible, you need to trust the people you're closest to.
I have to fix this. Showtime Synergy.
In my heart, you'll always be my gem.